You're listening to Tail Chasing, home of the spine-tingling, bump-in-the-dark, bite-my-neck, and call-me-taken podcast. Urban fantasy for writers and readers.
Being recorded.
Being recorded. Do you have an iPhone?
Do I have an iPhone? No. I have, talking to you right now on my tablet, and I have a Motorola Atrix.
I asked because I'm looking through Lifehacker, and I just found this thing that says that iPhones have an app where it can help you control your dreams. And I'm like, that is kind of cool.
An app to control your dream?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It monitors when you enter REM sleep and then plays a voice or a song or something like that. Right now it's only got like 8 options. But, dude, that would be cool. Think how cool that would be for, like, brainstorming.
And how does it record your, knowing you're in REM sleep?
That's a really good question. It doesn't really say how it knows. I'm sure it's a Japanese thing, so I'm sure if I did a little bit more research, I would be able to find that out, but. So, yeah. You pretty much got the gist of what's going on with me. What's going on with you?
God, what isn't going on with me? I'm running in 30 different directions at the same time, and I'm attempting to run in some more.
Isn't that hard?
The Action Pack podcast is coming together. Mm-hmm. I need to record my audio for that.
What is the Action Pack podcast?
It's Scott Roche, Mike Flested, and myself, and we're doing, each of us doing a serialized fiction piece, and every month we release an episode.
Oh.
Then all of them will string, they're all totally separate stories, but each story will continue from month to month. So that after 1 year, we'll have told a complete story, decide if we're going to do a season 2, we'll release ebook editions of the stories after the first season, and then off we go with doing season 2, continuing the stories.
Does it have a URL?
Yes, it does. The ActionPackPodcast.com.
So, just so I understand, make sure I understand you correctly, you guys are writing different stories, but your stories will be a full, complete story by the time it's done.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And it's basically a cliffhanger every month to get you to come back next month, and you'll have 3 new episodes in that series.
So you do 3 episodes a month?
Well, it's 1 episode a month of all 3.
Oh, gotcha.
Serials.
Gotcha. So is it how long does it end up working out to be?
How long what?
How long does the podcast end up working out to be, each podcast?
The first one will be coming out at the end of this month, and it looks like it'll be between 45 minutes and an hour.
Okay, so you guys are all within that time then.
Right.
Gotcha. Sounds cool.
And we've negotiated that out and worked it all out so we know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I'm doing a 10,000 to 15,000 word short every month that's all contained in its own universe. So each story will be self-contained but continue on with a larger overarching theme. And by the time I get done telling that entire story, I'll be ready to start releasing the Of Gnomes and Dwarves books. And I'm going to be doing rewrites on those.
So at the moment, you're writing 2 different story arcs a month?
Yes.
Are you finding that difficult?
No, not really. And on top of that, I'm also working on a new short series of stories. The first one in the series is My Teacher is a Zombie. And again, it'll be right around 15,000 words. And continuing on with the theme, it'll be My Teacher is a Werewolf, My Teacher is a Vampire, My Teacher is an Alien. And I can go on and on with that one forever.
Right.
But I'm not on any time schedule with that one. I'm just writing those as I feel and have fun with those.
So whenever you sit down and have to write, you just... whichever one, like, appeals to you?
Yes. And, of course, I'm still continuing on with, I have five novels in progress that are all 20,000 words or above that I'm trying to get done. So I'm currently working on The Fall from the Sky, which is an alien invasion love story. The love story doesn't have anything to do with the aliens. The aliens are invading the world, and the guy's falling in love with a girl, and all of a sudden he's being taken over by aliens, and I'm having fun with that one, and I'm, you know, it's all of whatever I'm in the mood to write in. That way I can just sit down and go, oh yeah, boom, get this one done.
So how are you keeping them all straight?
I'm creating a very large spreadsheet with all the characters, places, events, and things going on, and I'll eventually be creating my own wiki page.
Oh, cool.
On top of that, I'm also doing unorthodox writing tips every week, blogging daily, and every 2 weeks I'm doing an audio unorthodox writing tips for my Quested's podcast Get Published.
Dude, I'm tired just listening to you.
And I'm just getting, like I said, that's just what I have going on at the moment. I'm also going through and doing edits on Jack Kane, which is the novel that Mike Plested and I wrote last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of plotting book two. And once we get book one edited, then we'll go through and do the, start sending it off to beta readers and getting that one ready to send off to publishers. I'm also starting to get involved with other audio productions. Over at Flagship, they're doing audiobooks over there, so I'm getting involved with them.
Do they need voices?
Yes, and he just put up a thing. So if you look up J.A. Height, at J.A. Height on Twitter, he posted that he was looking for people. That's over on FlyingIslandPress.com. And
mm-hmm.
He's currently looking for voices, and they're doing some recasting because they lost some people. And they're casting another one, and in a little bit they're going to be casting another book that they're going to be getting ready to do.
Because I'm looking for,
And I'm in the middle of...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You're looking for...
I'm looking for work, but I am also interested in getting back into, like, doing parts and stuff like that. So, while I want to do... I obviously need... money, I also want to help with, I want to get back to doing some of, it would be good for me to have something that I have to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said that's J-A-H-I-T-E?
Yes, J-A Height.
Okay.
And that's on Twitter.
Okay.
And he's from Flying Island.
On the fishing. Cool. Do you remember what you were in the middle of saying before I interrupted you?
I'm just out there looking for things to keep me occupied and keep me busy, because if I have idle time, idle hands make trouble. And I find that the busier I make myself and the more projects I pile on myself, it, at times I feel a little bit overwhelmed between what I'm doing in my spare time and what I'm doing in work,
mm-hmm.
because all of it is writing related.
Mm-hmm.
I just got myself out of paper jail, doing massive amounts of paperwork for work.
Mm-hmm.
And now that that's done, I feel this huge weight lifted. And right before I called you, I just started typing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It seems like every time I start typing the past couple of days, it's some of these, So don't worry about it. I mean, time has a way of coming back around.
Yeah. Well, that first link I sent you, talking about your creative sweet spot, you may find useful because it goes into detail about figuring out when your eureka moments are and when your creativity moments are, and sometimes they don't correspond on the same time period. So it's very, for some people, it could be very schedule heavy. Who like, making schedules, and I know that right now you're very into scheduling out your time, so.
A regimen.
Yeah, so you might find it interesting.
I will have to investigate that. I know my most aha moments come when I hop in the truck and start driving.
My aha moments come when I'm laying in bed asleep.
Yeah, right before I fall asleep, oh my gosh, this would be so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I thinking about?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times that happened. I'll wake up in the morning going, oh, what was that idea I had last night?
Yeah. Would you like to hear my creative?
What are Kimmy's endeavors these days?
Kimmy's endeavors, getting out of bed.
Which is always a big plus.
Yeah.
You can't do anything unless you get up.
I'm working on getting tail chasing back going. I have enough content to just keep it going for like months with all of that, those panels that I recorded, but I have to go through the panels to make sure nobody said anything that they didn't want put out there, because I promised everybody that I would listen to the panels before I put it up. So I've got a lot of really great panels to put up, and I want to start Guardians in whichever sense I figure out, because I am torn. I'm torn between doing the episodic, where it eventually all ties in together, versus book, you know, versus chapter.
Right. Have you thought about doing short stories that lead into the novel?
Yes. But then again, I'm afraid it's going to turn into, well, that's a chapter. You know, because, like, I'm thinking about the first story I want to sit down and start. And it's, I have two. One story is backstory about Reagan and how she got the soon-to-be ability, supernatural abilities. And a little bit of backstory on one of the other characters who comes in to play heavily. And then I have a story that just keeps kind of poking at me that technically could be the fifth chapter of what I actually started, because in the first chapter of what I started, her sister calls her up and says, we need to talk. And so the story that keeps making me want to sit down and write is where Reagan goes into the church to see her sister and has a mini flashback before she ends up talking to her sister.
Okay.
And it's that story that makes me go, well, I don't know if this is going to be a story or if it's a chapter. Because once they get to the part where they're actually talking, that could easily be just a chapter leading. So, I'm unsure what to do about that.
Interesting. Yeah, because you could always use that as... It's nice to add backstory in a novel, but it also could slow down the pacing. So you're not sure if you want to do it as chapter 5 or if you want to do it as a short story, because it would fit either place.
Right.
And as I was saying, I think that backstory is nice, but sometimes it ruins momentum.
Yeah.
And I almost think it would work better as a short story, and you can make reference to it in the book so that those that are curious about the backstory can go get the short story and read it. Those that are like, oh, okay, then just want to move past it can move past it.
Right. So is your thought just write some short stories to kind of get in myself into it, and then...
Yes. As I said, getting back into writing is, it's like anything. It's like riding a bike. It's like getting and going walking and going exercising again. You got to take little steps first. So I would actually start out doing flash fiction. Do a 1,000-word story. Something that you know you can sit down in one sitting, beginning to end, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that sense of accomplishment, and you get that feel for, here's a complete story, but here's how I can make it better. And then expand after doing a couple of flash fiction pieces, build up a little bit into something that takes a couple days to progress through, or 3 days, and build yourself back into novels. It's really hard to just sit down and go, okay, I'm going to start writing a 150,000-word novel. That's a lot of work.
Right.
You know, work yourself up to it first. And that's what I did when I got back into it, was doing little pieces first, and I did a couple of shorts, and then I started getting back into the books that I was working on, because now I can see the overarching picture through the whole novel okay, here's the scenes I need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I started doing before I'll sit down and actually write a scene is I'll either type or handwrite a paragraph of what that what's going to happen in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where that scene's going beginning to end. And that way when I actually start typing, I already know where the scene is going versus sitting there and staring at the monitor and mm-hmm. willing it to tell me what's going to happen.
Right.
Which usually never works, but I tried really hard.
Right. Well, I'm also having, well, and before I jump to that, the short stories, do you think, how should I post them? Just as a quote-unquote blog post, or do I make them a PDF, or, I mean, because I'm not going to do them in audio form right away, I don't think.
I would post them as a blog post, depending on length. If it's, say, 1,000 to 2,000 words, post it as a blog post. Just drop it out there. But also, if you can get a cover for it, a simple, doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a simple cover, put it up on Smashwords.
Okay.
And that way you have it in two different places, and Smashwords, you can get all the different variations, you know, Mobi, EPUB, PDF, however people want to get it.
The cover part's going to be difficult because I'm so not artistic.
And I'm not either. That's where what I've been doing, if you look at a couple of ones that I've posted so far, what I do is I find a picture that I can use, or I get the photographer's permission to use the photograph,
mm-hmm.
and I just put that as across the middle, across the top is just black, and it has the title of the book, and across the bottom, a short story by J.R. Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, simple, in, out, done. It's an ebook cover. Doesn't need to be fancy.
Right.
But when I actually start doing novels, then I will take the time to invest in a much better cover.
Right. So there's that, and I'm working on learning how to sing, because I figure that I might be able to get some jobs that'll pay me more in the European hard style scene that I'm basically, that's where the majority of my work comes from. So I'm doing that, and I have a new Facebook page for my voice only stuff. And I really, really want to do a podcast with Ken. He is the funniest person. And when he starts riffing, it's just funnier than hell.
Why did you say Ted?
No, Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so we had one idea where he wants to do Twilight. Because the annoying and funny thing about him is that and he doesn't do it all the time, but if there's something on TV, he's really, like, he has to sit down and watch because, like, his mom wants him to or something. You can't hold back the comments. And they're, again, funnier than hell. So we thought of doing, like, an MST3K sort of thing without, like, the video, where we watch it and he inserts his comments. But I told him we need to do something that's probably, like, not as long, because I don't think anybody's going to sit through an entire viewing audio of Twilight if they don't like Twilight, and most people who are going to listen to it are going to like Twilight, and that's just, they're going to get pissed off.
Yeah, you don't want to anger your audience right off the bat.
Yeah. So, I'd really kind of like to do something with him, but that's always a little difficult, getting him to participate in other projects aside from what he's doing. And then he wants me to help him write blog articles on productivity and fitness and things like that for Dojo Kaizen. Dojocommand.com, and which hasn't officially started yet. And then I'm reading. Just working on trying to deal with the other things like the headaches and the depression and all that other stuff. So that's what I'm doing.
Trying to get Kimmy back to being Kimmy?
Yeah, trying to be Kimmy again. I'm already making jokes again, so that's good.
Like you said, you're getting out of bed every morning. That's a big step.
Well, and not only getting out of bed, getting dressed. Not to say that I don't sleep with clothes on, but, I mean, actually putting on jeans and a new shirt, and because I have a tendency to sleep in, like, t-shirts and stuff. So, changing the shirt that I went to bed in is always good.
And I'm assuming bathing happens somewhere in there, too.
Yes, bathing happens.
Yeah, bathing is a good thing.
So that's what I'm currently doing. I'm possible spoilers as we go into my help needed with brainstorming. I've been thinking about the book, Guardians, and thinking about the end. And one thing I've always had, like, I've been very, very, I don't know, confident about the whole thing except for the ending. And I'm afraid that I don't have a good ending set up.
Well, let me ask you this first. Do you have a good growth arc for Reagan? Is she the same person at the end as she's the beginning, or does something happen to cause her to become a different person?
Several things cause her to become a different person.
And as long as you've got a good growth arc, it's just not coming up with a good conclusion to the story.
Well, and see, and that's another thing, is I see an opportunity here to work out some of my own issues in the book, but I don't know that that's a good idea. For example, originally I had it that her grandmother, who was the one who, her parents died, and her grandma and grandpa took her in, so they were effectively her parents, and her grandmother is sick and on the verge of dying in the book. That's originally how I had it.
Okay.
Before all the shit hit the fan. And I can very much see Reagan wanting to just bury her head in the sand and go, oh, I'm not dealing with this. And her sister not allowing that to be an option. So I see room for me to kind of work out some of my own issues. But again, I don't know how good of an idea that is.
Have you, if I remember Guardians correctly, I believe there was chapter 2 or chapter 3 when Reagan has a conversation with her sister.
Chapter 1, she has a conversation with her sister where they say that they need to get together and talk. I never actually wrote out where they talk.
Okay.
But that's what they were going to be talking about, is the fact that her grandmother is in the hospital and potentially terminal, and they need to start, you know, advocating for her and preparing and helping with the grandfather and stuff like that. And Reagan basically just doesn't want to have anything to do with it because she's emotionally, I'm not sure what the right word is.
Unavailable?
Yeah, she just doesn't want to have to admit that it's going to happen. So.
And that would be a good growth arc for your character, is to go from, I'm not dealing with this, this can wait, I have other things that are more important, to having her come all the way back around to, you know what, this is Grandma. I do need to go to help take care of her, and have something that happens in the story make her realize that there are more important things in life than you know, going out there trying to kick ass and take names.
Well, and in effect, that gets kind of brought up because she learns about angels and demons being real. So some of the fear, some of her own fear about, because not only does she just not want to deal with the fact that she's going to lose her grandmother eventually, she doesn't want to come to grips with her own mortality, even though she is kind of a death, you know, a what's the word? She puts herself in harmful situations.
Puts herself in harm's way.
Yeah. So it's kind of like she's daring death, but she never really thinks about the fact that she's got mortality. Even though the very first story, you'd think she would have, it would have clicked. But then maybe that could be something that is an issue Ben is dealing with, because he kind of took that away from her. But anyway, spoilers. And anyway, she has to deal with her own mortality, and so by learning the fact that there are angels and demons and things like that, and that when she dies, it's not going to be just, okay, lights out, nothing happens. She either is happy about finding out that it's, you know, not just, okay, we're nothing, or she deals with that very badly. I don't know, hard to say. I had a very, very strange, speaking of this topic, I had a very strange moment the other day when I was thinking, and I was like, you know, because I was thinking about being dead, and I started thinking about how when you go to sleep, you're unconscious, and unless you dream, you really don't have any sense of time passing. You're awake 1 minute, and then you're asleep, and then you're awake the next minute, and time has passed. So my thought process went, unless I'm going to throw faith in there, when you die, you're unconscious. So why would you believe that there's going to be anything that's going to happen when you die, other than you're just not going to have any clue, because you're not going to be conscious anymore. I don't know, it was kind of freaky.
Interesting line of thought.
Yeah, so. Again, lots of potential here for me to work some crap out, but I don't know that that is a good idea.
Well, working crap out, you might want to do one of two things. Either blog daily, write down what's on your mind, what your thoughts are, or if you think that would end up becoming too personal, start keeping a journal and actually writing every day in the journal. And that's one of the hardest things to start doing, is that writing every day of getting up, starting your day. Well, how do I feel about what happened yesterday? And start writing stuff down, what's coming to your mind. Like I said, I'm blogging every day, and this morning I had read an article about paranoid schizophrenia, and that immediately got me thinking about my Uncle Bob. My Uncle Bob is a paranoid schizophrenic. He's a classic case of paranoid schizophrenic, and I wrote a little anecdote about when I had first met my Uncle Bob. I have lots of stories about Uncle Bob. Everybody has a crazy Uncle Bob.
I don't think I do, but okay.
It was just interesting writing down. It was interesting writing down what I thought about Uncle Bob and when I first met him, and how that my dad really protected my brother and I from his side of the family, and I never really understood why, and I never really had contact with any of them until he passed away. It's really a lot of things like that. You know, a lot of personal things come to mind when you just start thinking about a little anecdote and just let your brain go.
Yeah.
Are you angry at the backspace key?
No, I was I was tapping on the computer.
Because I had an awkward moment of silence there. Not for anything
That's my challenge for you. You're getting up every day. You're getting dressed every day. Now take one more step and write something. 100, 200 words, either in a journal, on a blog, every day. Take that next step to getting back into your daily writing. And if you can, take that and start moving forward with it. If you get that momentum of you just finished your blog post, well, now's your opportunity. You're already sitting and writing. Sit down and write for half an hour and see what you can knock out.
I worked out today.
Ah, you worked out today. There you go. See, that's little steps. Lots of little steps build into one big step. Well, I will say that you do seem a lot more upbeat today.
Yeah, I mean, I have been much more upbeat in the last, week or two. It kind of comes and goes, though. Sometimes I act really weird and crazy, and then other times I'm just really subdued and got nothing. So.
Well, take advantage of those moments when it comes and use it.
Definitely.
Use it and utilize it and take advantage of it. And that'll help you hang on to those moments longer.
Yeah, I definitely need to get all this stuff back going and bringing it right back to Tail Chasing. I mean, it's nothing if not a blog about somebody who's dealing with life and how to get back on the horse. I wanted to say camel, but then I had an image of spitting and then it was just bad, so.
Yeah, and then you're looking at camels and dromedaries and then you confuse between one hump or two. Then you start talking hump rhymes with lump and you think, oh, I could use some tea.
Wow.
Bring your brain all the way around in a circle and then get thirsty.
You're crazy.
That's what I'm here for.
But I like it.
I'm here to bring sanity to your crazy. Or crazy to your sanity, one or the other.
Right. Well, I think I'm going to go try and do a few things. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Absolutely.
Anything else we talked about you don't want on the podcast?
Oh, just cut out the conversation with my wife.
Oh, well, yeah. No, that was a great part. I loved it. It was awesome.
Yes, that big long. Wait, Jay's really far away and he's barely talking. Lots of silence here.
Is the story about your crazy uncle? Do you want that in there, or you want me to?
Oh, sorry, it's up on my blog, so. Yeah,
oh.
There's nothing wrong with my crazy uncle. Well, other than it's crazy.
Any last URLs you want to put out there?
The only two URLs I have are jrmurdoch.com and now the actionpackpodcast.com.
What? Lots of cool stuff from J.R. Murdoch, and he'll be back every time I can get him on
stage. Oh, yeah. Every time I can bother you, can bother me. I can bother you, one or the other. Got to find you more frequently than once every couple of weeks.
Well, that's true. And I'm working on that, so. Thank
and
you.
That's a good thing.
Thank you very much for being on this episode of Tail Chasing.
Absolutely, and we will talk to you hopefully in a week.
Yes. Hopefully there will be something there in a week.
Yes, Thursdays are good days.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
All right.
Talk to you later, Jay.
We'll talk to you soon, Kimmy.
Bye.
You had the crazy idea that writing your story was going to be the hardest part, and it would have been too if you hadn't wanted to get it published. But you had to go there. You decided you wanted to get your story to a publisher, see it in print, and become the next Stephen King, didn't you? Come on, admit it. You know I'm right. You wanted the adoring fans who travel untold miles to see you at a signing, fans willing to do anything for the briefest glimpse of you. Except publishers and agents are so unreasonable. They demand that you follow their rules and send in synopsis and sample chapters. Heck, they even insist that you format your work to their specifications. And while we're on the subject, who are they anyway? I mean, any publisher or agent will do, won't they? And really, anyone you submit to will totally believe your mom's word, right? Your story is totally the greatest thing ever, isn't it? Feeling a little deluded, aren't we? See, that's where Get Published comes in. Get Published is a bi-weekly podcast that discusses many of the things that you, a submitting writer, may be faced with. There are interviews with other writers, agents, editors, and publishers that delve beneath the covers to try and give you the insight you need to achieve your goal. You know the one. Come on, say it with me. The goal to get published. Get Published is available for download on iTunes or from www.michellplested.com.
That's it for this episode of Tail Chasing. Take a second and comment on the site, send me email, or leave me voicemail at 201-830-1586 because I love getting your feedback and hearing what you have to say on the subject we both love. And remember, if you're going to chase a tail, proper feeding and care is required. If you're lucky, it might curl up and call you home.